Hello everyone, it's The Breakfast Club, and in today's episode, we will be interviewing people around our high school to see what app they use the most and how it correlates to operant conditioning.
Hey guys, so I'm here with Mr. Hernandez. We are discussing operant conditioning. So which app do you use the most?
Hey Miranda, thank you for inviting me for your amazing interview. I like YouTube Kids. That is the app that I use the most.
Okay, and why do you use this app constantly?
Well, I have a little baby. He is 2 years old and he loves to watch videos in that platform. So we use it all the time. It's like 24/7.
Is there a specific video?
Yes, the Cocoa Melons and Peppa Pig are the ones that are more popular for him.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Hernandez.
You're very welcome.
Hello, I'm here with Riley. Riley, what is your favorite app?
TikTok.
And why is TikTok your favorite app?
Because it's really entertaining.
And when do you use it the most?
Every day.
Okay, thank you.
Hey guys, so I'm here with Miss Camille. We're talking about operant conditioning. So which app do you use the most?
My phone tells me that I use Amazon the most.
Okay, why do you use this app constantly?
Right now I'm redoing a lot of stuff in my house, so every time I think of something that I need, I usually just pull it up on Amazon.
Thank you, Miss Camille.
Hi everyone, I'm here with Jamisha. Jamisha, what's your favorite app?
YouTube.
And why is YouTube your favorite app?
Because there's a lot of things on it. I don't know. It's like interesting things like basketball highlights, vlogs, you got shows.
And when do you use YouTube the most?
When I get home from like practice and stuff.
Okay, thank you.
Hey guys, so I'm here with Coach Johnson, an English teacher here at our high school. Coach Johnson, which app do you use the most?
The app that I use the most is the Facebook app.
And what on this app keeps you going?
The most appealing features are the messaging aspect of it and the fact that I can still communicate with people that are in different countries that have been a part of my life at different stages.
And when are you on this app the most?
I would say after school, so like once I get done grading and once I get finished taking care of the things I need to get finished, I'll talk to maybe an old college friend or maybe some uncles or cousins that may be other places.
Thank you, Coach Johnson.
Thank you.
I'm here with Anadora. Anadora, what would you say is the app you use most often?
Snapchat.
And why would you say you use Snapchat most often?
Because I can text people on it and snap people and see what they're doing.
And when do you use Snapchat the most?
Usually after school.
Okay, thank you.
Hey guys, so I'm here with Mr. Dobbs, a U.S. history teacher here at the high school. So Mr. Dobbs, which app do you use the most?
It's probably between two, probably Netflix for entertainment, and I use Instagram for social.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Dobbs.
Hello everyone, I'm with Lachelle. Lachelle, what app would you say you use the most?
TikTok.
And why do you use TikTok the most?
Because them videos just be hitting different, you know? They just be hitting every aspect of my life, you know what I'm saying?
And when do you use TikTok?
Every day.
Every day? All the time?
All the time.
All right, thank you, Lachelle.
No problem.
Hey guys, I'm here with Coach Waller, an English teacher here at the high school. So which app do you use the most?
I use the text messaging app the most.
Why do you use this app constantly?
Because I hate to talk on the phone. It takes too long and my small son is burdensome and will not allow me to have a civil conversation with anyone.
And last question, when do you use this app the most?
In the evenings, not at work.
Thank you, Coach Waller.
Thank you, ladies.
Hi, everyone. I'm here with Renly. Renly, what would you say is the app that you use the most often?
Probably Snapchat.
And why do you use Snapchat the most often?
So I can keep up with all of my friends and see all of the activities they do on a daily basis.
And when would you say you use Snapchat the most?
Probably in the mornings or after 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock.
Okay, thank you. Hello, everyone. I'm here with Mal.
What app would you say that you use the most?
iMessage.
And why do you use iMessage the most?
I text a lot of people, you know what I mean?
All right. And when would you say you use iMessage the most?
At night.
At night? Okay, thank you.
Hey, y'all. I'm with Tierra. Tierra, what is your favorite app?
Snapchat.
And why is Snapchat your favorite app?
Because you can see people's stories.
And when do you use this app the most?
The daytime, during the daytime, nighttime.
All the time?
Yeah, all the time.
All right, thank you, Tierra.
Hey, guys, I'm here with Sanaya, a student at our high school. So, Sanaya, which app do you use the most?
Snapchat.
Okay, and what do you use it constantly for?
To text my friends.
And when do you use this app the most?
At home.
Thank you, Sanaya. Hey, guys, so I'm here with Alana. We're discussing upper conditioning again. So, Alana, which app do you use the most?
Snapchat.
Okay, and why do you use this app constantly?
To communicate with other friends.
Most of the people that we interviewed use forms of social media the most. It was surprising not everyone used the same type of communication app because Ms. Camille used Amazon the most for her renovations and her new home.
Based on the data that we collected from the interview, most of the people use their app as an incentive when they have finished an activity. They use this app because it has become hardwired into their brain, and in order for something to become hardwired, it needs to happen on a daily basis. This correlates to operant conditioning because it is a scheduled routine. Based on the data that we have collected from these interviews, you can tell that it has become a scheduled routine for these people to go on the app after basketball practice or after work or after school, after grading papers, because it has become a scheduled routine. And since it has become a scheduled routine, they continue to go on it on a day-to-day basis. This being said, it is hardwired into their brain for them to go on an app after they have left school or something just to check up on people, contact friends, do what they have to do because it's something they always have done. It has also become a scheduled routine because they use it as an incentive for when they have finished an activity. And we know this correlates with operant conditioning because the definition of operant conditioning is...
Operant conditioning is the basic learning process that involves the probability that a behavior will be repeated by manipulating the consequence of that behavior.
And that's all for this week's episode on operant conditioning. Come back next week.